Phoenix Audio presents
Thin Air by Robert B. Parker. He had brought several silk scarves with him in a shopping bag and had used them to gag her and bind her hands and feet. "The silk is gentle," he had said to her. "It will not cut you as rope would." Now she lay helpless, full of fear and anger at her helplessness, on a mattress in the back of an old yellow Ford Aerostar van, while he drove. As he drove, he played with the radio until he found a country western station. "Here it is, Angel. 90 FM, rock country. Remember?" As she raised her head, Lisa could see through the front windshield. The tops of trees went by, and poles and power lines. No buildings. So she wasn't in the city now. "God, how long's it been, Lise? 10 months, 6 days, nearly a year. Man, it's been a hard year. But now, it's over. We're together." The van hit a pothole, and Lisa bounced uncomfortably on the mattress on the floor of the van. The gag in her mouth was soaked with her saliva. She knew she was drooling a little. "And that's all that matters. Whatever happened, happened. And it's over. Now it's all ahead of us. Now, we're together." The van had slowed. They were in traffic. She could hear it. And the van braked often, making her slide around on the mattress. It seemed like a brand new mattress. Had he bought it for this? Like he'd bought the silk scarves? The van halted altogether. Through the windshield, she could see...